Dreams About Japan, Fire in the Heavens, April 10, 2017. I went back to sleep at 4:30 a.m., and suddenly I saw fire in the heavens, and it seemed very far away, and it was comprised of many different colors. Then I realized it could be God, and I remembered that people will feel fear when they see God. I did have that fear with me later. Then I was lifted up like I was in a rocket, and as I was traveling up, I heard a broadcast. It could have been broadcasted in Chinese, but I don't remember. I realized I was not in a dream, but more like in a vision. I thought that I was not sleeping, and I realized my baby may be crying. Later, I was probably brought to China and then Japan after that. I forgot many of the scenes in China, but I found I was skating on skates with wheels in a Japanese mall. I was very tall, and I felt I was on stilts, and underneath them was a wheel. I was traveling very fast in the mall, and a Japanese lady yelled at me, "You cannot skate in the mall." But I went on towards a door, and I remember thinking I needed to lower my body so I could pass through the door without stopping. But I woke up, and I don't remember if I passed through the door, but I felt I was out of that mall. Inspiration. There's a difficulty regarding prophetic dreams and visions. We often see many things, but only fragments remain in our memory, making it difficult to understand the prophetic dream or vision. But this doesn't mean that we can't understand God's message. Archaeologists face the same challenges. When archaeologists study the past, they often obtain fragments of historical records and information. Good archaeologists are able to use these fragments to piece together an accurate picture of history. We experienced 10 years of infertility. We got our miracle baby in February 2017. I had this dream on April 10th of that year. My baby was just 2 months old at the time, so she often woke up to nurse at night. This is a prophetic dream I had in the early morning after nursing. As I mentioned before, one of the reasons God gives us prophetic dreams is to give us burdens and guidance. After we understand the message God is trying to get across, the dreams will no longer repeat. But if you don't understand the message of God, you may still have this recurring dream. For example, I had many different prophetic dreams of filming a movie. After having dozens of this type of dream, I finally realized that this might be something God wants me to do in the future. I began to pray and prepare my heart. And then I no longer had this dream. Why does God speak to us through dreams? One of the reasons is that these ideas are beyond our imagination. In colloquial language, we might say, it's off our radar. Although I majored in media and journalism, I never thought about shooting movies because the professional skills and money required to shoot a movie are considerable. Similarly, I had never thought about preaching the gospel in Japan. Through the images in the prophetic dreams, God got my attention and gave me a burden for Japan. I began to pray about and prepare for possible future ministry in Japan. I've had many heavenly dreams and experiences of being taken to different places in the Spirit. The different ways I have entered into heaven and been taken to different places are too many to enumerate. However, this was the first time I was taken to a tunnel. It was very fast, as though a rocket was rising. Then I was taken to some other places in China, but unfortunately I don't remember the details of this part. Perhaps this is not the focus of what God wanted to speak to me through this dream. The detail that made a deep impression on me is that I was taken to a large shopping mall in Japan. Large shopping malls can represent Japan's secular society, which can explain why a gospel atmosphere generally does not exist in Japanese society. I seem to be walking on stilts with skates underneath. This kind of picture can represent the miraculous power of our preaching in Christ. This can also explain that one day, God will miraculously lead me to preach the gospel in Japan. A woman shouted, "You can't slide at the lobby," which represents the difficulties and opposition we face in preaching the gospel in Japan. "But I walked through a door on stilts with wheels." This is a picture that shows I don't need to stop. God will open a miraculous door for me to preach the gospel in Japan. If God opens the door for us, no one can stand against us. These are prophetic words. Prophetic words, like all the prophetic words in the Bible, need to reconcile with our faith in order to be fulfilled. For example, God promised the Israelites that they would enter the promised land. But because some people did not have faith, their dead bodies fell in the wilderness, and they were not able to enter the promised land. Because Caleb and Joshua had faith, God's prophetic words were fulfilled in their lives. We often receive prophetic words, but if we just sit around without any active effort or faithful deeds, the fulfillment will not be automatic. Prophetic words give us a picture of faith and hope, showing what God has prepared for us. We must pray and prepare ourselves in faith to keep up with God's prophetic words. Some brothers and sisters in traditional churches are not open to prophetic dreams and visions, so they suffer losses and can't understand God's leading sometimes. Prophetic dreams and visions are pictorial languages. They will help us break through obstacles in our minds and better understand God's words. We have accepted many traditional concepts in our teachings. These concepts sometimes hinder our minds and prevent us from clearly understanding God's leading. Therefore, we should not completely dismiss prophetic dreams and visions. This is just one of the ways that God speaks to us through pictorial language.